I'm Ed Gordon, and this is News and Notes. Each Thursday, we're joined by NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams and guest on our political corner. Today, Juan explores the offer of Venezuelan oil discounts to the poor and an inside the Beltway look at the meaning of Christmas. Juan?
Thanks, Ed. We're joined now by Donna Brazil, former campaign manager for Democratic presidential nominee Al Gore in the year 2000. She now runs her own political consulting firm in Washington. Also with us is Reverend Joseph Watkins, head of Christ Evangelical Lutheran Church in Philadelphia. Reverend Watkins was a member of the first President Bush's White House staff. He joins us from WPHT in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Thank you both for joining us.
Thanks, Juan.
Let's begin with President Hugo Chavez of Venezuela. He recently announced that he'll start selling heating oil to low-income Americans in New York City. He's already selling some of that oil to low-income residents of Massachusetts, and as temperatures are dropping around the country, especially in the Northeast, there are a lot of people who are glad to have it. But on the other hand, Chavez is an archenemy of the Bush administration. Are people being caught in the midst of a political crossfire as they try to get cheap home heating oil, Reverend Watkins?
Well, clearly, Hugo Chavez is no friend of democracy. I mean, this is a leftist guy, somebody who came to power. He attempted a coup in his own country, an overthrow of the state back in 1992. Now the Venezuela legislature is trying to extend Chavez's term till the year 2030. I mean, if that's not a dictator, I don't know what is. This is not a good guy. This is somebody who comes with the intention of causing disruption here in the United States.
Donna Brazil, over the weekend, there were elections in Venezuela in which Hugo Chavez's party won every seat in the legislature there. The elections were boycotted by most of the country. Only 25% of the voters took part. Is that something that would support the Bush administration and Reverend Watkins' position that Chavez is nothing but a communist dictator?
I don't have a problem with his political posturing, but at the same time, I think our own company should provide the same type of assistance. I do believe that what he has done in terms of ordering the state's main oil company to provide low-income heating oil to residents here in the United States, it should be applauded. Look, this is a good idea to provide this assistance to nonprofit organizations along the Eastern Seaboard to help seniors and other low-income Americans meet their obligations.
Let's move on to a second subject. New Orleans Mayor Ray Nagin told ABC News' George Stephanopoulos over the weekend that he is disappointed in the failure of the U.S. Congress to deliver on the promises made by President Bush to rebuild New Orleans. He said that, in fact, the U.S. government has a history of rebuilding Japan, is in the midst of rebuilding Iraq. Why not rebuild New Orleans?
Well, clearly the president is committed to rebuilding New Orleans. He said it publicly, and he said it privately to Ray Nagin. He said it publicly many, many times. And it's going to take time, and it's not going to be an easy process, as we already know. But I think the wrong way to go about it is to point the finger of blame at the president or at the Congress and say, you know, it's your fault. You all are the ones at fault. You all are the reasons why things didn't move as quickly as they might have moved. We have to, I think, move forward and look ahead. And rather than point the finger of blame, see what we can do to make sure that the resources get where they need to be.
The money has been appropriated, but the money is not being spent. The president has put forward $17 billion in the supplemental to reallocate the money that's not being spent for infrastructure costs, including rebuilding the levees and reopening up the military hospitals and cleaning up the military facilities. It is important to understand this is really a bipartisan appeal for the president to go back to Congress and say, you know, the money is there, spend it.
One last topic for the two of you. We're seeing that some Christian groups are boycotting stores during this Christmas holiday season because those stores are saying they're simply having holiday sales, not Christmas sales. Reverend Watkins, what's your stand on this political issue?
Well, I don't think that we should try to be. This is political correctness at its worst. The truth of the matter is that for millions of people, billions of people around the world, this is a celebration of the birth of Christ. I think it's so very appropriate to call the holiday what it is, which is the Christmas season, the Christmas holiday. That's what it is.
Donna Brazil, do you think that there is, in fact, though, an evangelical agenda hiding behind this push to have Christmas identified by the likes of Target, Walmart, and even on the president's Christmas card?
The spirit of this season is a spirit of giving and a spirit of hope for all people. And what's lost in this so-called boycott is the mean-spiritedness and the targeting of stores and others. So I would hope that they just really focus on the spirit of the holiday and get away from all of this political correctness.
Donna Brazile, former campaign manager for Democratic presidential nominee Al Gore. She now runs her own political consulting firm in Washington. And also thanks to Reverend Joseph Watkins, head of Christ Evangelical Lutheran Church in Philadelphia. He was a member of the first President Bush's White House staff and is now a consultant to Buchanan Ingersoll, a law firm that engages in government consulting. Thank you both.
Thank you, Juan.
Thanks so much, Juan.
And happy holidays.
Merry Christmas.
Happy Kwanzaa, too. Happy Hanukkah. Hey.
Join us every Thursday to hear more from Juan Williams and our Washington insiders right here on Political Corner.